Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, hello, and thanks for joining me today. Today's show is all about the body and learning how to fall in love with it every day of your life. I got so excited when I first met my guest today, and then she's got a brand new book out, so we're going to be talking about that. But I will tell you, we're going to be talking about interesting things like, what can we do to learn to love our body and everything? It's very interesting because as women, we actually will do anything to look better and to feel better. In fact, we'll spend, a lot of our hard-earned dollars in order to have the cosmetics to make us look younger, or the face creams or the diet pills, or, even cosmetic surgery. But it's very interesting because a lot of times, even when we do those things, we still don't feel good about ourselves. We can do all this. We still look in the mirror and we have say, oh my gosh, look at that wrinkle, or, where did this body find me? That's my common one right now. So, but we just don't seem to feel as good on the outside or the inside. So what my guest is going to be doing is talking about this, and she's going to be talking about something that's called a body loathing epidemic. And I tell you, I can certainly understand that, and it doesn't make any difference whether you're a teenager or you're entering into those golden years. I'm not sure when those start, but starting there, we are as women really obsessed with looking good, but not always feeling good inside. So if you think about it, I know I did this morning when I was getting ready for the show. I went to the mirror and I looked in the mirror and I really monitored the first thing that I thought. And the first thing I thought is, oh my gosh, look at, there's that gray hair. I need to get my hair colored again. And then knowing that I was going to have my guest today, Sarah Marie, on, I thought, Carol, you need to change that. I want you to look in the mirror. I want you to smile at yourself. I want you to see your dancing eyes. I want you to see all the things that other people see. So then you can look at yourself differently in the mirror. It seems like all we see is that we're either overweight, or we're overstressed, or we're over, depressed, or whatever it is, or that we're completely out of proportion. So that's what today's show is going to be about. I know you're going to enjoy her. She's just a beautiful light and a lot of excitement and passion about what she does. And you'll hear that as she's talking about her new book and about the topics we're going to do. And she's going to be sharing some really great secrets. I said to her prior to the show, I'm going to be one of your best students today on this show. So anyway, but in addition to talking about your body and learning how we can really stop those self-destructive habits and relationship we have with ourselves, what we're going to be doing is both Sarah Marie and I are going to be taking your calls and answering your questions. It can be anywhere from about the topic we're talking about to how negative emotions impact your body or impact your health. So if you've got a question for us, then you can call us in the U.S. at 877-230-3062. Or what you can do is it's also good in the U.S., but international callers, 425-644-5620. Well, I had the pleasure of being asked to be a guest on Sarah Maria's show. And when I touched her energy, I thought, there is a magic about her. And then the more I read about her and learned about her and her remarkable story, how she overcame something she calls NBO, negative body obsession, I thought, she is really onto something. She's the author of a brand new book titled Love Your Body, Love Your Life, 5 Steps to End Negative Body Obsession, NBO, and Start Living Happily and Confidently. She is a body image expert who coaches women on how to learn to love their body. She's actually trained with Deepak Chopra and Dr. David Simon of the Chopra Center for Wellness, Wellbeing in Carlsbad. She actually herself is a Chopra Center meditation instructor and Ayurvedic lifestyle counselor. But there's another part of Sarah Marie that I really loved and found fascinating about her is that before she became a body image expert, she really has a tremendous academic background. And that let me know that she can take the everyday practical grounded reality of how we have to live our life and then incorporate that into our everyday life to be able to change our habits. She actually received a law degree from Stanford University and a master's degree in international affairs from Columbia University. She really is one of those remarkable weavers, as we used to call them in the ancient days, because she can take both that mainstream practicality about things and looking at it from a realistic perspective, and then also weaving in that spiritual inspiration that we all need to be able to shift the way that we see ourselves. Again, I had the pleasure on her show, but I want to welcome her right now. Hi, Sarah Maria. Thanks
Hello.
For joining me today,
Well,
sweetie.
That was just a beautiful introduction. Thank you so much. I mean, my day is made. Forget I don't even need to be on the interview. I'm just feeling great now. Thank you.
You are most welcome. So I hope I fluffed your aura, but even more importantly, I really did want everybody to know the specialness that you have inside. And I am very excited about your book and about your story. And what I'd like you to do is let's just go ahead and jump right in. And, you know, I know a little bit about you, but I want my listeners to know more about you. What really prompted you to write this book, Love Your Body, Love Your Life?
Great. So Love Your Body, Love Your Life came out of my own struggle and healing. And in my experience, the people that I have learned the most from, the people that have been able to help me the most are people who have gone through their own journey, of transformation. And I know, Carol, one of the things that I love about you is you very much have that transformation you've been through, and it allows you now to help people through the readings you do and this incredible ability that you have to, to see what is going on a very deep level with people. So likewise, I lived with what I call negative body obsession for well over a decade, about 15 years of struggling in the confines of what I call a psychological prison. Now, let me define a little bit of the terminology so that people can understand as we go through this interview. Negative body obsession is a term I use throughout the book and throughout all of my work and what it is the near constant rumination about your physical appearance not being what you want it to be, being too much of this, not enough of that. So like you said, thank you for your honesty in sharing your experience this morning. It is the experience for the vast majority of people, not just women, but many, many men as well. Getting up, you look in the mirror, and the first thing you see is what is wrong with you, right? Oh, this gray hair, I need to get it dyed. Oh, these wrinkles. Oh, my gosh, this cellulite. Whatever it is for you, and like you said, it is across ages, it is across gender. It impacts everyone from 9-year-olds to 85-year-olds. And it is that is what I call negative body obsession, this thought pattern, this belief system that something is inherently wrong with our body and its natural processes of aging, of changing, of gaining and losing weight, whatever it is. So that's what negative body obsession is. And it's something that I lived with, started when I was 14 years old. I decided to go on a 500 calorie a day diet to lose weight. I was not overweight to begin with. At all. I was very athletic, very healthy, but I, you know, like many adolescents, wanted to be popular, wanted to be liked, wanted to be approved of, and I made this connection that, it's a fun story, but I made this connection subconsciously at the time that if I was thin, then I would be popular, then people would like me, then people would love me, etc. And so, I went on this 500-calorie-a-day diet, lost a lot of weight, got well below a healthy weight for me, and because we live in a culture that is pretty much obsessed with thin, people, you know, parents, teachers, very well-meaning people, unknowingly reinforced the negative body obsession by saying, oh, wow, you look great. And again, I was, you know, well under a healthy body weight. I'm 5'3". I was under 100 pounds, which for my frame was too low, but it fit into this cultural standard of the thinner, the better. So what this did, and of course, because as an adolescent and as a human being, I wanted to be loved, I wanted to be, told I was beautiful, all these things. I made this, and again, this is with the benefit of hindsight, but I made this connection, great. I just need to be thin, and then life will be great. Then people will love me. Then I will get, you know, my life will have meaning, whatever it is. And this began a war between my body and my mind because my body wanted to be a healthy weight, and my mind wanted my body to be a very thin weight. And when I relaxed the 500-calorie-a-day diet, for anyone who has gone on an extreme diet, that starvation type diet, the necessary response of the body when that is relaxed is to begin to binge because you've been starving and to eat compulsively. So I did that, and then all this fear would come up. Oh my gosh, I'm going to gain weight. And if I gain weight, what does that mean? It means that I'm unlovable, that I'm ugly, that I'm a failure. So nothing was more important than me staying thin, than me maintaining this ultra-thin body weight. And for me, it translated into eating disorders, anorexia, bulimia, a very compulsive relationship with food and with my body that lasted for many years. Let me say, as a side note to that, it does not need to entail food and your weight. For many people in this culture, it does. For most, I would say, but I work with men that, struggle with their weight, that struggle with hair loss, that struggle with facial features. I work with women where weight is not the primary issue. It is, their face or their perception of flaws. So I want to make it clear that it is not confined to weight by any means. For me, that was what it showed up as. That's how it manifested in my particular case and in the case of many.
And well, like you said, it's complete. It's completely well-rounded. I mean, it doesn't have to be, like you said, the weight. I mean, a lot of times we can look in and go, gee, my nose doesn't look good or my chin's out of proportion.
Right.
So, I mean, this obsession that we have really covers the gamut. So please, go ahead.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I want to get across to people is it is pervasive. Studies show 80 to 90% of women dislike their bodies and a growing number of men. Again, I work with both men and women, and people, this is just a woman's issue or this is just a weight issue. And the reality is, no, it's much more pervasive. In fact, it's near ubiquitous because it's based on, really the whole structure of our society and the beliefs we have been taught growing up feed into this delusion, and we can talk more about that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, for me, I was forced, sometimes life sends things our way that we are not expecting, nor would we ever choose if we had a choice. Those times in life where everything seems to explode or implode around you, in a sense, and you kind of find yourself sitting there looking at life saying, what happened? I don't know, anyone who has experienced a crisis of any type probably knows what I'm talking about. And for me, it showed up in, I had graduated from law school, decided to practice yoga, start a business teaching yoga and Ayurveda, a healing business. And out of nowhere, I, was confronted with some very difficult emotions, very difficult experiences. I had some deep health challenges come up and gained 30 pounds in 3 months. And I'm 5'3", so that's a lot of weight. And when that happened, it triggered this series of events where I was forced to confront the messages, the beliefs, the psychological schema, if you will, that I had been living with since, my whole life. And the schema was, if I am thin, that is the most important thing. And if I am not thin, I am a failure, I am unlovable, etc., etc. And these are beliefs that many, many people in this culture have within them. They might not be aware of them because they can be, they are very subconscious for many. But I was forced to confront all of that psychological patterning. Now, like many of the things we have to go through in life, it is extremely painful and difficult. It can seem painful and difficult to go through it. However, on the other side of it, what it allowed me to do was completely transform my life. I was able to break free from this entire psychological schema. And that's my new favorite word. So favorite phrase. Let me explain what it means. Psychological schema, as I'm using it, is a philosophy, belief system, it is the way your mind orients you in the world. So we all have different schemas that we use to go through life. And In my case, it was very much a schema wrapped up in my self-worth is related to my body and my appearance. I was able to break free from that psychological schema. And when I use that term break free, I mean it, you know, I very much mean it. It is, my website is breakfreebeauty.com. And the words there are important because when you live in this, in what I call negative body obsession, or any other psychological schema for that matter, that you are unaware of, it is a psychological prison. It is literally living your life within prison walls. And you are not seeing, and I can guarantee this to you, you are not seeing the beauty and the abundance and the love and the greatness that is right in front of your nose. And you are not seeing it because you are inside prison walls. And when you are able to break free from that prison, you will find yourself experiencing an entirely new world, an incredible new world that is beyond even your imagining, because you are living inside these prison walls. And it is exactly equivalent to imagine someone who has been in prison their whole life. You know, grew up in prison, inside those walls, and all of a sudden they are let out into the world, and, you know, there is no comparison. There is no, it's an entirely different world. And that is what I want to help people achieve. That is why the book is called Love Your Body, Love Your Life. That's why the website is breakfreebeauty.com. It is really this metaphor of breaking free from the psychological prison that we have grown up in and entering into this majestical new world that is available to us in every moment. So,
you know, that is so true, because it's very interesting realizing once you start to break free of this, you start to realize how much this psychological prison or these perceptions that you have of yourself really influence and color every aspect of your life. It isn't just, you know, like you said, it's feeling the inadequacy of being loved, or that self-worthlessness, or that sabotaging behavior that we go through. So it really does cover color every aspect of our life. And the only way we can break free of it is to be able to stop really kind of looking outside and start looking inside. So why don't we jump right in and let's take, we've got the lines are lighting up like crazy. And, so
great.
Let's jump in with Sherry from Texas. Hi, Sherry. Thanks for calling us today.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure, hon. How can Sarah Marie and I help you?
Well, as I've been listening, my question has kind of changed. At first, I was thinking it might have been my profession that was causing my weight gain. I'm a dietitian.
There is a cosmic sense of humor, honey. I can tell you this personally.
Yeah, there always is. You know, the best part is when you can see it and laugh at it, you know?
Absolutely.
I did notice that my weight gain kind of, there was a correlation between becoming a dietitian. I did that later in life, but I may have become a dietitian because of my negative body obsession. I did have a spontaneous memory in meditation one day when I was upset about my weight, and my memory went all the way back to being in an incubator and being alone and feeling unloved and hearing the nursing staff say, if she will just gain some weight, we can let her go home. And I think that may have been where it started. I'm not sure, but I'm very unhappy about my body and looking for some answers here.
Yeah.
Well, you know, let me jump in, and then I'm going to let Sarah Maria, because the only reason I want to jump in is to acknowledge, hon, and all of us, myself, every listener out there, that a lot of times what triggers this avalanche of perception we have of ourselves can start something as simple as, you know, coming through that womb, ta-da, and I'm here, being put into a situation where people are talking just randomly, and yet our subconscious mind is hearing every word, but more importantly, it's attaching to every emotion that is attached to those words. So as you're going back and looking at this, this is very real. It doesn't have to be 9 years old or puberty or 20 years right. old or 30 years old or whatever. It can start that soon in life. So congratulations, first of all, about being able to go back. A lot of people, Sherry, aren't even able to go back that far. So Sarah Maria, what would you like to add to this?
Yeah, well, thank you for saying that. And I will add to that, what a tremendous gift and blessing that you can go back that far. And it is very much exactly what Carol said. It doesn't need, most people can only access early childhood or even adolescent memories, and so we start there. But being able to go back and see, wow, this started very, very young, is an incredible gift. And thank you for the willingness to share that. In my experience, struggles with food and weight are always, I'll say almost always, but always in everything I have experienced, both within myself and with all of my clients, there is a link between weight, food, and love. And what you are saying, the story you told, highlights that very clearly. It shows up for a couple different reasons. One, the way we experienced love, you know, from the moment we were born was through food. So that's the connection. Okay, if mom, you know, feeds me or doesn't feed me, that's a sign of my, you know, am I loved? Am I feeling nurtured and sustained? So there's that very direct connection. And then also our body as, at the very beginning, the way we experience love, if we're touched, if we're held. And then as we grow older, of course, all the opinions about what is beautiful and what is not beautiful get translated into messages about our lovability. And for that reason, our relationship with food and our relationship with our body weight becomes a relationship with love on every level. How much do we love ourselves? How much love did we feel growing up? What are our beliefs about our lovability? And I would say, you know, in terms of answers, it is very helpful to realize that the underlying message about your weight and about food is about love, and begin to work on that level. And say, oh, which you are already very much doing with that story you told, and begin to see, okay, where was this throughout my life? How has this shown up throughout my life? And how is it showing up now? What is my relationship to love right now? Am I feeling loved? Do I experience enough love? What is my relationship to love in my life now? And how is my relationship with food? How is my relationship with my body tied into that?
And you know, Sherry, also, it's so interesting. As a dietitian, I was talking to some friends of mine who are also dietitians, and I said, you know what? If we could just teach people that food is part of the joy of life and how to eat the foods that your body needs and get rid of, if somebody could teach us how to not feel guilty for everything we put in our mouth because it feeds those inadequacies. And like you said, sweetie, years go back a long time. And then to be able to realize we go through hormone changes, we go through these different metabolism changes, and to look at it completely, then we can go in and, you know, I hear a lot, there's a lot of talk about, you know, love yourself, love yourself, love yourself. The next part you could do is teach people how to eat guilt-free, eating the foods their body needs, because it talks to you. But more importantly, how to feel good about yourself as you're living your life. And to just say, okay, well, today is a day that, you know, I may emotionally eat. Okay, so be it. I had a client real quick. I'll tell a story, and Sarah Maria can get a kick out of this as well. Yeah. I had a client who came to me because she was really just absolutely distraught, extreme depression, both chemically in the body and then psychologically. And we were talking about food, and I said, I'm not going to nag you. That's not my intent, but I want to talk to you about food. And she blurted out immediately, well, don't you ask me to get rid of my See's candy. And I said to her, honey, I'm not going to ask you to get rid of anything. All I'm going to ask you to do is, it seems like you like Bordeaux. And she goes, how'd you know that? I says, oh, it's all over your field. And I said, you know what? If you have to have that bite of Bordeaux, take a bite. And she goes, well, I do. I said, no, sweetie, you eat the whole box.
Yeah.
And I said to her, I said, it isn't that I'm criticizing, kind of what Sarah Maria is saying is, it isn't that we're criticizing and looking, but we're asking you to look inside and to ask yourself, why do you need that? Why are we pulling for these things? Where in our life are we inadequate? Where in our life are we really starving for love? Sarah Maria, if you'll hang on, sweetie, let's take a quick break. The lines are completely lit up. Let's take a quick break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to hear more about Sarah Maria and her brand new book and talk more about how to fall in love with our body and our life every single day.
Would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Listening live right now, join the party. Visit our chat room at contacttalkradio.com.
Well, welcome back. If you're just joining me today, I have a very special guest on the air with me, Sarah Maria. She's the author of a brand new, newly released book, Love Your Body, Love Your Life, but something she's lived with for a long time and a process. It's interesting how when we do our own work, we're able to share that with such great compassion. And that's what this book is all about. It's called Love Your Body, Love Your Life, 5 Steps to Ending Negative Body Obsession and Start Living Happily and Confidently. We're taking your calls. So if you have a question for us, you can actually reach out and call us at 877-230-3062. Or both Canada and international callers, you can call 425-644-5620. I'd like to invite you to join me on my Your Health teleclass that's coming up on Thursday, November 19th. The topic of this month is autism. And rather than looking at it as a clinical perspective that I do so much of my teleclasses and focusing on that, what I'm going to do is really bring in a lot of my medical intuition perspective from it. And I'm going to be talking about it from a different perspective, talking about some of the hidden meanings behind it. I want to be real careful when I say that. These children that are autistic don't come in with hidden psychological meanings, but they do develop them over the course of their trying to interact and be socially adaptable to whatever challenges come their way. I'm also going to be talking about the connection between autism and the savant qualities. And then I'm going to be sharing a novel nutritional approach that is actually producing scientific results, significant and scientific results that's dealing with autism. The teleclass is 60 minutes in long and length, and at the end of the class, I'm going to be answering as many questions as time will allow as I do on my radio show. Again, that's November 19th. That's 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can register online at my website, www.reitberger.com. And one of the things I want to to share minimal cost to be able to participate, but you get an audio download, and then also you get a printable PDF file. That these files are running anywhere between 15 and 25 pages. They're little small books in themselves as far as the illness itself. So if you have an autistic child or children, or you know of someone, you might want to share with them about this teleclass. Again, November 19th, 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and that's PM, 8 o'clock PM Eastern Standard Time, and I hope you'll join me. It's a very interesting topic, and I'm going to be sharing some of the metaphysical perspective of autism as well. Okay, so before we jump back in, Sarah Maria, and we're going to take more calls, and we're going to answer more questions and chat a little bit more, would you please tell people how they can get purchase your book, Love Your Body, Love Your Life?
Yes. You can purchase it anywhere, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, any major bookstore. I would recommend go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, and after you purchase it, go to the website SarahMaria.com. That's Sarah with an H, S-A-R-A-H-M-A-R-I-A, SarahMaria.com, because there you put in your name, your email, and your order confirmation. You will receive access to hundreds of free gifts. There's a opportunity to attend a Chopra Center meditation retreat. There's free downloadable gifts from people such as John Gray, who wrote Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, Marcy Shymoff, New York Times bestselling author, Hay House has donated. So there's just an amazing wealth of resources. So if you buy Love Your Body, Love Your Life, and check out SarahMaria.com for the free gifts, it's really great opportunity. I am also offering a free teleseminar. It's going to be on December 15th, Tuesday, December 15th. When you go to SarahMaria.com, input your order information, you'll see a place where you can sign up for free for the teleseminar. And what it is really a quick start guide to help you implement all the material in the book in a rapid and easy way. In my experience, I have many, many books sitting on my bookshelf that I purchase and don't get around to reading. So this teleseminar is really designed to give you a jump start so that you can begin to create a body and a life that you love right away. So go to SarahMaria.com to learn about that. Also on breakfreebeauty.com, you can sign up for a free e-zine. I send it out every week with an article designed to uplift, inspire, encourage you on your journey. It's completely free, and it's also where I promote my upcoming classes, teleseminar courses, all that fun stuff, and that's breakfreebeauty.com.
Yeah, in fact, you mentioned before we started the show that you've got a new teleclass or a teleseminar, I think you called it, that's going to be starting, a telecourse that's going to be starting the first of the year. And that's literally, is that going to be a week by week situation
so
where people
excited.
Can
it's
go through
it? It's going to be a 5-session course, either every week or every other week. I'm playing with the dates, probably every week. A 5-session course. It's starting in January, and it is going to be titled You Were Born Beautiful, Removing the Barriers to the Experience of Your Perfection. And the basis of all my work is that you were born beautiful, that you are beautiful. Who you are absolutely is inherently perfect. And the difficulties and the problems that we experience in life, we can use to help us return to this beauty, to this perfection. And that is what the course is going to be about, helping you transform your problems, transform what you perceive as your problems into opportunities so that you can, one, create a life that you love, and two, really come to know yourself as the source of all beauty, as the source of all perfection. So I'm going to be promoting that in the weekly newsletter as well as on Facebook and Twitter. People can follow me there. And that's going to be starting very beginning of January. I'm super excited about it. So if you're interested, definitely please do check that out and sign up for the e-zine where I'm going to be including all the registration information going forward.
You know, it couldn't be better timing because 2010 is the year of resolve, and it's really about closing out a lot of part of our perceptions, our life, situations where we spend our energy and everything that drains us and that basically robs us of that joy and that happy aspect of what life is supposed to be. I call it, when I came back from the near-death experience, we're all supposed to live a happy, happy, joy, joy life. But somewhere along the line, we kind of lose that. So your timing, honey, couldn't be better. From the standpoint that that's where that energy is. It's like, okay, let's go through and take one thing at a time, and then let's jump in and let's do it. So absolutely perfect. So we have a lot of great ways. Please do take advantage of Sarah Maria's offer as far as all these wonderful gifts. I went online. I've looked at them. They're absolutely fabulous. It will give you a lot of tools to be able to look at, to be able to change the way that you see yourself. So what I want to do is I've got so many things I want to talk about, but one of the things that I personally find so much in my readings that I'm sure you find so much in your work is this thing about how to say self-hatred. I call it self-anger, self-hatred, self-resentment, self-shame. How do all of these things really impact our physical health? And, you know, we think that it's really in the mind, but it really isn't. It shows up literally in the body, doesn't it?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked me that question. I love to talk about it because you're absolutely right. And whether you call it, you know, self-hatred, anger, you talked before about, you know, the feelings that so many of us have, the guilt, the shame, especially, you know, related to what we're eating, related to our bodies. These feelings really disgust, shame, embarrassment, fear, and the fact is the way we talk to our bodies, the way we talk about our bodies, the way we feel about our bodies influences us on a very physical, very down to the cells in our bodies. And there's so much new research coming out in medical, in actual medical research. I include a number of scientific studies in Love Your Body, Love Your Life. It was one of my the most enjoyable parts of writing the book, was to learn about the science that is out there right now. And what you said is absolutely true. These negative thoughts, what I call negative body thoughts, and their accompanying emotions, usually negative emotions, actually affect us on a physical level. Now, the converse of that is true. The more we can relate to ourselves with love, with gratitude, from a place of peace, from a place of equanimity, appreciating our bodies, feeling gratitude towards our bodies, and this underlying sense of well-being, no matter what the package happens to look like, that has also an effect on the psychophysiology. It has an effect both on your mind and on your actual body, so that the way we think about ourselves and the way we feel about ourselves can actually play a very profound role in our healing. So that as we learn to relate to ourselves with compassion, as we learn to relate to ourselves in a spirit of inquiry and play and lightheartedness as opposed to grief and anger and depression and frustration, that shift will actually help our bodies to work more efficiently, to orchestrate all of our bodily processes more easily, more effortlessly, and it's so profound and it's so beautiful that the shift in our awareness, the shift in our relationship, just at the level of our awareness of ourselves, can begin to heal and transform our bodies on a very physical level.
It is. And, you know, I'll say to people all the time, if you say things to yourself that you wouldn't say to your worst enemy, zip it.
Yeah,
just basically zip it. Let's go in.
I love that. The fact is, most of us, the things we say to ourselves, if we really, you know, pay attention, are ludicrous. I mean, they are painful. They are horrible. And you wouldn't say it to your worst enemy.
That is so true. Well, let's jump in, hon, and let's try to get one more caller in. Let's see. We're going to go to, is it Lou? Lou, Canada, sweetie. Help me with your name, darling.
Lou.
Lou, well, thank you for calling me all the way from Canada. What part of Canada are you from?
Edmonton.
Oh, very good. So how can Sarah Marie and I help you, honey?
Oh, actually, it's you I wanted to talk to, Carol.
Okay, well, then let's jump in real quick. And Sarah Marie, if you have anything, breathe real heavy and I'll jump in too.
No,
okay,
please, go right ahead.
Yeah, how can I help you, sweetie?
Okay, Carol. It's nice talking to you, Carol.
Oh, yeah. You too, hon.
Yeah. I just, you know, the last few years I've been having all kinds of healthy issues, you know. And I was wondering, what do you see in me? What can you tell me?
Okay, I'm going to create two triangles in you, honey, to give you kind of an energetic pattern of what's happening in your body.
Okay.
The first pattern that I'm going to give you, or that first vision, is I want you to take your thyroid, which is just right literally in the center of your neck. It's actually more toward the bottom of the neck itself. I want you to draw a straight line to the outer edge of your right body to the liver. Draw a straight line over to the immune system, the spleen, which is right underneath the the lowest rib on the left-hand side, and back to the thyroid itself. So you've got a triangle. So from the standpoint of dealing with the chronic illnesses itself, or the chronic, the lack of connection of dialogue, is I want you to focus on taking good care of your liver. Eat a rainbow diet, reds, orange, yellow, red, orange, yellow, and greens. You want that kind of a rainbow diet. You do need to have protein, hun. Your body needs it in order to be clear in thinking. When I go to the thyroid is on the lower side of it. It doesn't feel off the range, but it's on the lower side. I think that has to do with some of the hormone changes, but it also has to do that your liver is working overtime to be able to be that waste management plant that it's designed to be able to create the red blood cells and in the interaction with the bone marrow to give you the energy. I've got a little touch of anemia that I'm picking up, that some of the fatigue. It's actually a physical fatigue more than psychological. I go over to the spleen itself, and everything that I suggested in your rainbow diet is going to help your spleen. Sarah Marie and I have been talking about loving your body. Sweetie, when you go in and you start turning on yourself and you become irritated with yourself, irritated because you're not getting better, irritated that you're trying these things, irritated that, you know, it just your body isn't responding as quick, what you want to do is you want to take a deep breath and you want to pack that spleen full of love. Give yourself a visualization. What does love mean to you? What would it look like? What color is it? And then pack it in there. That's going to help with the metabolism of your body and help with the fatigue. The lower triangle has to do with the physical part also, but I'm going to go from the pancreas, and I'm going to draw a line at the pancreas. It's right under the stomach. That pancreas, draw a line all the way down and go down to the first chakra into that pelvic uterine area. There's some things hormonally, honey, that you're going through right now that's just got your body off balance. Truthfully, when I touch you, I can find two different places energetically. Number one, start looking for love on the inside rather than the outside. You know, I don't know what you look like, but I can tell you, you feel like you've got a small frame. But I can tell you, your eyes are as big as the universe. They are huge. They dance when you're excited. The eyelashes are absolutely beautiful. I can hear you hum. So there's a part of you that's like this little tiny child that every day is just great. Every day's new. Every day's something to experience. It's just gotten lost. When I go down into the lower part of you, sweetie, you're carrying the fear of abandonment. It's not even yours, honey. Your mom blessed you with it. Don't mean to speak poorly about her, but she blessed you with it. So here you are. When I touch you energetically, focus on that upper triangle and let the lower triangle take care of itself. Focus on the thyroid, the focus on the liver, focus on the spleen, add good positive thoughts in it, eat the right foods that you need, listen to what your body needs. You do need meat for protein. That'll help you with the brain. It's going to help you with neurotransmitters. But most important, I'd like you to go back. Can you remember what you look like at 3 years old?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God. Do you remember how little and petite your face was and how big your eyes were? Oh, my gosh. And those cow eyelashes. Oh, my gosh. Those were absolutely gorgeous. They still are. See, I don't even get to see you, honey, but I get to see you. So a lot of times, if you could see you like I do, you would never question your body or your beauty. But most important, honey, you wouldn't give yourself away in a way that depletes you of energy. So physically do some things. What I encourage you to do, we were talking about Sarah Maria's work, love your body, love your life. I encourage you to go on to sarahmaria.com. Isn't it Sarah Maria where they can get the gifts? Go
yeah,
in there,
exactly.
Sweetie.
SarahMaria.com. Yep.
Look at that part of it. And you know what? The rest of this is just going to take care of itself. A lot of it has to do with change, hormones, and so forth. It has been a long time there. You have the chance to start working on it from a different perspective. You know, oh my gosh, I'm going to hold your image of those beautiful eyes and those eyelashes today with me all day long. How about that? See, and you thought I was going to just tell you all these things about your body. Nah, don't do it that way.
I knew you were going to tell me something.
Well, thank you, sweetie. I really, really appreciate it. My pleasure.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. One of the things I know, Sarah Maria, when I when we talked, even when we did the radio show, when you interviewed me and everything, you know, one of the things that's so fascinating is that we place so much value on self-worth. And I always say to people, and I'm sure that you'll, validate it in your own way, is that, you know, self-worth is what other people give to us and take away. Self-esteem is what we give ourselves and take away. In your work with your five steps, I would just bet on it, guarantee it, that it's all about developing a healthy self-esteem, isn't it?
Absolutely. And here's the thing, that without a healthy self-esteem, you can't go anywhere because you're literally stuck. And when I say can't go anywhere, you can't get everything that you want to get from life, and you can't evolve spiritually, evolve personally as you can evolve, as you want to evolve, because it's like there's a leak, right? That mm-hmm. You picture a bucket, and let's imagine that yourself is this bucket, and there's a leak. It's an energy leak, and you know this very well. It's an energy leak that can show up as physical problems, that can show up as relationship problems, that can show up as financial problems. In fact, it usually shows up in multiple areas of your life. And when I work with people, one of the things, you know, especially when I get the opportunity to coach clients and work with them on an ongoing basis, what we find is that this, kind of the way we relate to our bodies, these patterns, show up in every area of our life and in the way we relate to other people, the way we relate to money, the way we relate to everything in our lives. And it really is, if the self-esteem is not there, it is like a bucket with a leak that you keep on draining your energy, draining your potential, draining your love, draining everything that you need to really create the life, live the life that you are on this earth to live.
Absolutely. And again, that's something that we have to give to ourselves. And that means, you know, looking in the mirror and seeing, like I was just talking to the caller, look at the features that people tell us all the time. I mean, they're a perfect mirror for us, and we get to see how we look through their eyes. You know, in the case of these beautiful big eyes and these long eyelashes, and, you know, each one of us has a feature about our face, and we have a feature about our body that really is our gift. It's tied to our gift. And the more that we go in and we touch that, the better off we're going to be. Well, what I want to do is, Sarah Marie, if you can stick with me, sweetie, I want to jump in. I want to take Chris from Seattle. Chris?
Absolutely.
Yes. Hi.
Hi, Chris. Honey, I've only got a couple of minutes. Can we just jump right in?
Sure. I lost my sense of smell. I don't know exactly when. Maybe about 10 years ago. I don't really mind not mm-hmm. having it. But I do, I'm starting to miss it a little bit and wondering what it might be all about from your perspective.
Well, thank you so much. The sense of smell and the sense of taste are so intimately connected. That's the first part of it. The thing that I can tell you is that it started probably closer to 12 years when I'm picking it up, not to split hairs with you as a good personality that I am as a yellow, but I could actually go in and there's a couple of things that I'm able to find. One is sinus infections. There is actually that you've had a tendency for those, but even more importantly, that it has to do with an old injury that basically, knock the head, excuse me for saying it, but put your head where it wasn't on straight, sweetie. And what it's done is it's shifted the way the cranial nerves themselves are working. We actually have a cranial nerve. We have two of them that are tied to our sense of smell.
Right.
For some reason, it seems like this may not have to be a permanent situation. I know that there's been damage done, but that isn't permanent. What you might want to do is look at cranial sacral work and look at acupuncture and see if we can go back in and get that cerebrospinal fluid balance, get the pressure off the cranial nerves. And my sense is that's going to give you some sense of smell back. More importantly, it's going to give you it more, and it's going to put you better in touch with your sense of taste, and then the other will start to come forward.
Well, that is really interesting, because I was assaulted about 12 years ago, hit in the head, and I hadn't connected
yes.
the two.
Yes, and again, sweetie, it jarred the way that the brain itself sits within the skull.
Right.
And part of craniosacral work is it'll take, and it just manipulates by taking the tension off of those 10, those cranial nerves, the 10 cranial nerves. It takes the pressure off of those. And actually, there's 12 cranial nerves, takes the pressure off of that, and it will get the cerebrospinal fluid back where it needs to. And then your muscles will start to relax, and it will allow you to kind of get that head back on the way it needs to, sitting on the neck, sitting on the shoulders, sitting down the entire spine. So I think that will help you. So, you know, sorry I had to do it so quick, honey, but I thought that may be something that could, you know, just give you a different perspective.
Now, those are some very relevant tidbits that I will apply to my search for a solution.
Well, thank you very much. Okay, Sarah Maria. So, again, sweetie, tell us how we can get your book. You said Amazon.com.
Yeah, absolutely. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. You can also buy it at, you know, the major chain stores, Barnes & Noble, Borders. So it's Love Your Body, Love Your Life. You can go to right now to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com if you're online. And when you purchase it, as soon as you have the confirmation number, go to sarahmaria.com and take advantage of the incredible free gifts that are available there. And as I said, my main website, and that's sarahmaria.com with an H, my main website is breakfreebeauty.com. It's breakfreebeauty.com, and in the upper right-hand corner of the site, you can sign up for the free weekly e-zine, and that's where I will be promoting my upcoming complimentary telecourse as a companion to the book. It's also where I will be promoting my upcoming course on discovering the beauty that you were born with, and that's going to be in the new year.
Well, what a perfect thing. And oh my gosh, you know, you and I could go on show after show after show. Our work is so intertwined in what we're doing. And again, it's been a real pleasure. I encourage all of you to please visit Sarah Maria's website and then go out and purchase her book, Love Your Body, Love Your Life. And I will tell you what, it will make a great Christmas present. To be able to share with your friends. Now, I know you have to be a little bit careful because you don't want to tell them they don't love their body, but you can just rant and rave about this great new book and everything that's been happening. Sarah Maria, thank you, sweetie. We're going to have to do this again. Light and love to you and all of you. Thanks for joining me today. If you'd like to re-listen to the show or you want to share it with someone else, you can go to my website at www.ritberger.com. Go to the radio tab at the top of my homepage, click on Radio Archives, and the show's going to be posted within about 24 hours. A lot of information. I know that you could feel Sarah Maria's passion about what she's done. It's a great teacher that has actually walked what she is teaching, and I think that you will enjoy all that. And again, remember my teleclass coming up November 19th, 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, p.m., 8 o'clock Eastern Time. You can register online, www.ritberger.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I'll see you next week on the radio.
You've been listening to The Carol Ryberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com. See you soon.